Okay, so I just would like to add the citation of the bylaws, Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 8, filling vacancies on the board. If a director's seat previously held by a station representative director becomes vacant for any reason, that seat shall be immediately filled for the remainder of the term by a director elected by the delegate.
And that's in the bylaws.
Point of order.
And for John. Point of order, Mr. Connolly.
Please define with great specificity remainder of the term.
The remainder of the director's term is January 31st of next year.
That's the term all of us have been elected to.
Dr. Winger had his hand next.
I ask the chair to declare this motion by Ms. Bazone out of order because it's an attack on the very foundation of our governance, the notion of the thing. The question of immediately means as soon as you can have an election for the four directors. You have to elect all four because otherwise you're taking away the right of the minority to have representation, which is basic to all Pacific governance. So this is a direct, this is a covert attack on democratic governance, and I ask you to rule it out of order because you can see that.
That's the
There's
point
a point of
it.
Order. And this is a point of order.
Yeah. Okay. I failed to. I meant to speak to your STV issue. STV is a body of a certain way of voting. Every year, we use IRB to elect our staff delegate, which is exactly what this is. It is part of the body of STV voting, and that's what this is. There is one vacancy, and therefore the bylaws specify when there is one seat to be voted on, you use IRB. That's what IRB is, which means that we are going to be using the system of however many candidates are proposed for that one seat. We will be ranking them according to the rules of STV and IRB. Thank you very much.
Ms. Buckley?
I have my hand.
I'm
waiting for number one. I believe that there is no vice chair present. Somebody just referred to Ms. Medina as vice chair. I believe she was resigned. Number two, notwithstanding whether this is proper to go through, it clearly disenfranchises the people who are not made aware of an election for Pacifica National Board Director. It simply disenfranchises people who are not here and do not know about this election and who cannot put themselves... Please, Chair, please stop interrupting me and everybody else on this side of the table. You may not like what we say, but we have a right to finish what we say. It disenfranchises the people who are not aware of this election, and that is not healthy.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order.
Point of order, Mr.
We have a. I just want to address the legitimacy of the process. And Robert's rules is our default position. The reason it is because that's the way of establishing fairness and the democratic right of members who are treated in a fair disciplinary process. And the paragraph of special note is a member or officer has the right that allegations against his good name shall not be made except by charges brought on reasonable ground. If thus accused, he has a right to due process, that is to be informed of the charge and given time to prepare his defense, to appear and defend himself, and to be fairly treated. There is no specificity other than a general statement, which is not proper. member was not notified of anything. None of us knows what
order.
Is being
this comment is not to make this discussion.
Salim's not spoken yet. Mr. Novin.
I'd like to call the question of Ms. Burton's motion to amend the agenda.
Second.
Okay, there's a second. If you are in favor.
Okay, sorry, thank you.
We've had a member of the local station board, Nancy Cazar, resign. So I know she's not here with us today. And she's resigned as a member of the delegates. So while it's on record, I would also like to share my gratitude for her and for her service. And we've contacted our next alternate, who is Mr. Luis Garcia. So we would like to welcome you, to the local station board.
Okay. I've been an alternate for, I guess, 8 years now. So, you know, good things come to those who wait. And so I am a Chicano with an ex, Indianista, and I want to represent.
Can you use the mic, please?
I'm a Chicano with an ex. Indianista, that means I'm a mestizo, indigenous descent, Mexican, American, Chicano. And that's my goal, is to represent that viewpoint as well as along all the other viewpoints of our community, Mexican American. Thank you.
Thank you, welcome.
Completely ethnocentric.
Right on,
just like you.
Excuse me, you know, that was a blessed introduction. So, comments, please, did you? And so we are in the middle of a motion which has been seconded. So the question has been called. So is there any objection to ending the debate?
Yes.
That was their comment to call the question, so the question was called. Thank you. If you are in favor of ending the session, please raise your hand.
Ending discussion.
I'll vote left.
You can.
Oh, I will count.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
We're
in the middle of the vote.
We're in the middle of the vote. The
vote's
already started.
Let's second.
Vote.
Can you raise your hand again? For people who vote no, can you please raise your hand?
No for what?
No for any debate.
On the motion.
Thank you. So, no for ending debate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. 8.
I think it was more.
Can you please raise your hand? You need to stop doing this.
Oh, excuse me, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Ask for attention.
Any abstentions?
Okay, so the vote is yeses are 12, noes are 8, the abstentions are 0.
Okay, so now we'll take the vote for adding an agenda item at the end of the roll call vote on the motion. The next item after that for 16 minutes, Ms. Brazon's motion. If you are in favor of Ms. Brazon's motion, please raise your hand if you are in favor.
I'd like a roll call. I would like a roll call for all of these votes.
I think they're very important.
Yeah.
I think
they're very important.
second that. We need to ask for a roll call vote each time.
Well, we'll have it beginning with this.
Okay. We need accountability. Let's have a roll call, please.
So, can you read the motion?
It was a motion to amend the agenda and to add an election of a new PMB member, if needed, as the final agenda item. What did I say?
Add.
Sorry. Elect a new PMB member, if required, as the final agenda item. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Bresson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
Sean Crumshaw.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
I'll come back to you, Madam Chair. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Steve.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
I'm sorry. Luis Garcia.
Yes. I mean,
the yeses are 12, the noes are 8. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Yes, I vote. Yes.
The yeses are 13, the noes are 8, the abstentions are 0. You call the vote.
Are there any more votes? 13, yes, 8, no. So the motion carries. Mr. Novick?
I move to accept the entire agenda as amended.
Well, there was already a motion on the floor, too.
Yeah, there was a motion on the floor. So, there's a motion on the floor to approve as amended?
I moved to amend at the beginning. So,
is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll take a vote on that. Anyone
Chuck Anderson.
C.
Rodrigo Argueta.
C.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Lydia Bresson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Luis Garcia.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Yes.
I'll call you. Okay. Kim Kaufman. This is to approve the agenda as amended.
No, I've checked.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes, to approve the agenda.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Steve
Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
C.
Ron Spiestersbach.
C.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey.
No.
And Fred Blair, you passed. How do you vote?
No.
the chair vote or not?
The yes are 12, the no's are 8. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Point of order, the chair should not vote except in the case of the tie.
I have an opportunity. I would like to move the agenda along.
Are you voting, Madam Chair?
Yes, I'm voting, yes.
Thank you.
They don't give a shit about Robert's rules.
Excuse me,
personal privilege, the use of foul language I find disrespectful.
It
compounds on top of being called a coward. Now I'm afraid of foul language, so I'm expressing my personal beliefs.
Let me know if I need to reread it. Should I read it or not?
Next, we
want
to select a timekeeper. So the motion carries.
Yes.
Motion carries. And we are on to electing a timekeeper. Mr. Reyes.
I'd like to nominate Doug Schmerer.
A second.
Are there any other nominations for a timekeeper? Are there any objections, Mr. Reyes, to the timekeeper? Seeing none, congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, boy.
I ask that each speaker be given 90 seconds to speak. So then that way the time is
over.
Point of order. Was Ms. Medina called on?
No.
She said yes. I looked at her and I gave her time. Thank you, Mr. Reyes. And I have not.
That's like our standard rule,
we
speak for 90 seconds, right?
Right. It's also on the agenda that was just approved when the assembly is having a discussion. But I guess in other parts.
And then fire.
Is there any objection? Is that a motion?
Yeah, that's a motion.
Is there any objection? Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Is there any objection to speakers during the meeting? Unless otherwise voted. Okay, no objection. So next,
as the timekeeper, I happen to bring my sweet pant watch, so I'm ready. Question: if I have a question or remark, should I pass it to my right, and the next member can just do the time for my remarks?
Thank you. I do have it if you want to be digital. Okay. And then we need to elect an election teller. Are there any nominations, Mr. Reyes?
I'd like to nominate Terry Goodman.
Can you repeat that? The mic.
I'd like to nominate Terry Goodman.
Second.
Is there any objection? Seeing none. Welcome to the
evening.
So we're moving on. Okay, so next we need to elect the chair of the KCSK delegates. Ms. Coughlin?
I nominate John Concho.
Ms.
Medina?
I nominate Michael Novick.
Second.
Is there a second for Mr. Crenshaw as a nomination?
There
needs
to be a second.
Second.
A
nomination. Yes. So we got a second for Michael.
We have two.
Are there any other nominations?
Who second?
Chair of the KCSK delegates.
I nominate.
Mr. Reyes. Okay, no other nominations?
Do you want someone to announce the election procedure?
Yeah. Before we announce the election procedure, can we welcome our interim general manager, Mr. Vigory? Thank you for coming up to our debate.
Yeah. Wow. Want to ask now?
Okay.
Oh, you need a roll call.
Before we distribute the ballots, there's a point of privilege. Thank you.
Sorry. You want to ask if they have? Do we have to have a ballot election?
They both
do. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Because there is only one position being filled, this is an IRB election, instant runoff voting, which means that if in the first round any candidate gets a majority, they have won. If a candidate does not get a majority in the first round, then it is possible for the last place individual to be eliminated and their votes distributed to remaining candidates to see if a majority happens. In the case of a tie, it's determined by lot or randomly, because the bylaw saying otherwise, in my opinion, is invalid. So in the event of a tie, we will flip a coin, because, well, unless it's a three-way tie, which is unlikely. Odds are the third candidate will be eliminated and there will be only two more candidates, and then we may have a tie. So you may rank all candidates. There are only two candidates, right? So you may rank candidates, or you may choose a single candidate.
Point of order. Sure. I'm sorry, point of order.
I recall an election when I was chair that we had members of this body that stepped out during the instruction process, came back in and voted, and then immediately complained that they weren't part of the process, called in question the vote. So I request that every member of this board be present for these instructions so that game doesn't get played again.
Thank you.
Very well.
So, it is preferred in ranking candidates that you place a number next to the candidate indicating your choice. A one in front of your most favorite candidate, a two in front of or behind your next favorite candidate. In the event that a ballot is received that lists more than one person with no rank indicated, then the topmost candidate will be presumed to be the first choice candidate.
Can I yes, I would like each of the candidates to speak to the reason why they accept the position.
I chaired the LSV previously, and I'm willing to chair this meeting of the delegates assembly, and I do so to the best of my ability to expect the process that the delegates wish to carry out.
Yes, I've also chaired this meeting and other meetings. I have already congratulated Michael on the presumption that he will win the vote of the faction, and the rest of us will vote for whoever we please, but I would say, please, whatever you do, follow Robert's rule of order, because that is a way of establishing an orderly procedure and not allowing arbitrary rules to take over. And the whole reason behind Robert's rules, although it's mocked by people who don't believe in enforcing democracy, the reason behind that is to make sure that the minority has an opportunity to speak. And those who are in the majority very often are smug about it and quite like humorous. I think that that is very unfortunate. And so I hope that the people will be guided by the principles that we should be following. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to pass it down.
Once again, I would also like to ask members of the public, please refrain from your comments. There is time for public comments. You will be here.
We'll find
what does it say?
Yes, it means nothing. It means nothing. No, number them.
It appears that members of the absence.
Ms. Kaufman, are you in the house?
Okay, first step is to count the ballots to make sure that I got them all and no more, no extras. I'm going to block some people. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to start over and undo these at the same time. Okay. 1. A double fold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Do I have all the ballots? Okay.
All that was voted.
Yeah. And now we are tallying. John Crumshaw. Michael Novick. Yes, this ballot is invalid. John Crumshaw. Michael Novick. John Crumshaw. Michael Novick. Michael Novick. Ballots for John Crumshaw. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ballots for Michael Novick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 to 7. 12 is a majority. Michael Novick is elected.
you know, we've had things added to it. I can also not.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the election of a secretary, permanent secretary. We had a secretary pro tem earlier. Are there any nominations for permanent secretary?
I nominate John Gary as secretary of the KPFK Delegate Assembly.
Second.
Any further nominations for secretary? Seeing none, any objections to Mr. Gary? Seeing none, I consider by acclamation. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the previous meeting to the Delegate Assembly. Is there a motion?
No.
What was the question?
The next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the previous meeting to the Delegate Assembly that was sent by the Secretary.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Mr.
Merrick,
seconded by Medina.
I would like them each dealt with separately because I have issues on some of them.
Okay. Can you call up the first set of minutes, Secretary?
There's three dates. November 20, 2013, May 17, 2014, July 19, 2014, ad hoc committee of the chair. Those are the three sets that are up for approval.
Okay, well, which one did you object to this conference?
I want each one dealt with separately because some of them were not in proper meetings.
Yeah, I'm saying which one or one do you object to?
I don't care. Pick one and go first.
Well, we'll do one of them different on the list.
First day.
First set would be the November 20, 2013.
Are there any objections to approval of the minutes of November 20, 2013?
No, I have an objection. This was not a properly noticed meeting, and they're illegitimate minutes.
What meeting was that?
November 20th, there was no quorum, and it was improperly noticed.
Yes, I would like to add something to that, please.
Go ahead.
Roberts is very clear again about what happens when there is not a quorum. If there's not a quorum, the chair takes a quick count, determining that there is not a quorum, and then at that point there is no meeting and there is nothing further to be done. Now, I realize that this information was very relevant when we had that aforementioned proposed removal of a member from the LSP. We didn't have a quorum. I was chairing. We had 12, and we made a head count. We made a head count as was required by Roberts. We didn't have a quorum. We did not proceed. So this was not a meeting. And I have minutes from another organization.
Excuse me, I'm on order to the committee. Excuse me, the secretary. Excuse me, I'm on order. The secretary is pointing out that there was a quorum present at that meeting.
Okay, I don't know.
Point of order. There was not in any way, shape, or form.
I think we're talking
11 people there per the minutes.
I think we're looking at different documents.
I am looking at the November 20th delegates meeting.
Yeah, 12.
So 12 members were present.
12 is not a quorum. 12 is not a quorum.
And then, so what did we do?
There was a controversy at the time. We later concluded that it was not, in fact, a quorum.
Okay.
I don't think the meeting did anything but said it was a meeting, but.
Point of order. Plus, it was improperly noticed less than 7 days.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion to defer any further discussion of the minutes.
Motion. So
moved. I'd like to make a motion to defer any further discussion of the minutes.
Second.
Point of information. What does that mean?
That means we'll be able to amend another meeting.
All minutes or this one?
Then
no, we already voted.
We can do
Right.
We already
it's
voted
on the agenda for discussion.
No, no, please.
We're voting on whether to approve these non-minutes or not, and I'm saying they're not minutes.
There's a motion to table there on the floor.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. So Mr. Merrick made a motion to table consideration of the minutes.
All minutes or this set?
All minutes.
This reset.
All minutes. I seconded.
It was seconded by Ms. Graywell. Speakers to that motion.
We had a vote earlier just this afternoon that this item would be taken up at this meeting.
Right, we placed it on the agenda.
Yeah, it was part of Delegate Bazan's motion. Okay. So now just to arbitrarily strip it from our proceedings seems to me that wholly improper.
Okay. Thank you. So I have a point of order. Point of order is motion to table is always within order. Okay, so motion to table is on the floor under consideration. Is there any further objection to the motion to table?
Yeah, Mike, please.
Okay.
Mike,
over there.
Since this item was added by a motion today, it takes a two-thirds a majority to overturn it.
Anything on the agenda can be tabled at any time. Thank you. Unless there's further discussion, I'd like to take a vote on the motion to table.
For the question.
Okay. All in favor of the motion to table discussion and then think about raising your hand. Okay, I see 14 in favor, opposed to tabling the discussion of the minutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 in favor. Sorry, opposed. Abstention.
Before the vote is kept, may I switch my vote?
Yeah. From to?
From
tabling. No. From what? From no to yes?
From yes to no.
Yes to no. So the yes are 12, the no's are 6, the abstentions are 0.
Can you speak into the mic? We can't hear you over here, John.
Sorry. The yeses are 12, the no's are 6, the abstentions are 0.
Next item on the agenda is a motion to remove Director Kaufman from the PNB to be presented by Director Lydia.
Point of order. Point of order. That motion was not tabled. Is that correct? Those minutes were not tabled. We have two other sets of minutes.
No, we did not.
Because I asked them to be separated, and he asked you, were those all three? He said no. No. I would have objected if you had said yes.
Secretary,
and I was misinformed. No.
Chairman?
And they didn't get the vote. They did not get two-thirds.
Chairman, can I have the microphone?
Sorry, that was not two-thirds. Or can you repeat the vote?
Yes,
I have a clear recollection of my own request to table all the minutes, at which point the member didn't say anything. She's accusing me of not having said that. I'd like you to retract that, please. I'm not a liar.
Want to vote,
Chair?
Yes, Mr. Reyes.
My hand is up, too.
Okay.
Well, this is actually a point of information. So, doesn't it take a simple majority to table someone, sir?
As far as I know, yes. Ms. Kaufman, do you have a point of order?
No. Yeah, I made the motion to have 1 7 minute at a time.
You agreed to that.
Yeah, and you agreed to that, and we all agreed to that. I was
just
asked him if it was one or all three, and he said just one. No, that was not my understanding. I was looking right at him. So,
Ms. Medina,
obviously that was not the intention of my motion.
Ms. Medina is recognized, please.
Okay, so I'd like to reconsider the motion that had just been taken. To deal with the minutes separately.
No, you have to reconsider the motion to table that passed.
Okay.
You can't reconsider something that's been killed.
Yes. So, to reconsider the motion that we just put about tabling the minutes.
Is that in order?
I don't know. Right now.
In order.
Okay.
Give me a second. Is that a motion that needs to be seconded?
I second.
Point of information.
What was that?
What's to reconsider the motion to
David?
Pay attention. In order.
Goodbye. That's
critical comment, please.
Sounds right. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I have a point of order saying that the motion cannot be for all the minutes. Because we had agreed to look at each one separately. So if this motion to reconsider falls in the same category or something different?
That's going to be the point. So we have to first reconsider it to have Kim's motion to separate it out.
But they can table. It's not going to separate.
Point of order.
Okay, so I'm going to rule as chair that since the item on the floor was only the first 7 minutes, that the motion could only refer to that item.
Thank you.
Is there any objection to that ruling?
I'm not objecting. I'd like to
move on. Okay, yeah. Okay, so seeing on, we'll continue in the next 7 minutes, which are?
No, point. I'd like to be called on.
I have to put something on the floor.
I am asking.
Okay, go ahead.
To be put on the floor.
Go ahead.
I move that these minutes be put away for good because they were not minutes that we can approve. It was not a quorum meeting. Let's deal with it now.
We're
dealing with the November 20th meeting. No, it hasn't.
No, okay. Excuse me. The November 20th meeting was tabled. That is what happened because, as you said, we separated the question. It was the motion to table that on the report November 20th. The next thing up is the next 7 minutes.
May 17, 2014, delegates meeting.
Mr. Reyes,
I'd like to make a motion to table those minutes.
Speak to the motion.
We have been notified by our auditor that we are deficient because minutes have not been approved or even produced at the PMB level for the year 2013 from June 27th and on. And I don't want to see this body in that same situation. So let's approve whatever minutes that we have. The Delegates Assembly rarely meets, and I ask that we be in compliance. We have minutes, we can object to them, to aspects of them, we can amend them, but let's pass them. Thank you.
Chair, I'd like to withdraw them.
Yeah,
it's on the floor. The chair is asking to check their important information on the minutes under consideration. Can you give us a quick reference to that meeting? Was there a quorum at that meeting?
Point of order. If a member hasn't read the minutes, well, then maybe abstain, but unless you want the...
There's a large body of people here who have never seen the minutes.
That's fine, but the secretary is not supposed to answer questions about whether it received form or not. I want to read them.
The delegates meeting minutes of May 17, 2014. 18 members were present, constituting a quorum. These are unapproved minutes at this point. The meeting included a motion to remove an LSB member, which failed by substitution, and the new main motion failed. And that was the business of that meeting.
Okay, so there's a motion to table those minutes. You want to speak to that motion?
Call the question.
Okay, seeing no discussion.
Release the minutes that was dealing with this
travesty of a disciplinary procedure involving me?
Yeah.
Well, the minutes claim that notice was given. No notice was ever given. I was in Vietnam, and anyone who asserts that notice was given is a liar.
Okay, the motion on the floor is still the motion to postpone consideration at the table. All right, any objection to calling the question? Seeing none, all in favor of tabling consideration of these minutes? Somebody raising your hand. It was on the side. Excuse me, please pay attention to the proceedings. There was a motion to call the question. I asked for objections, there were none.
That sounds like an objection.
To table?
No, he was objecting to the content of the minutes.
Correct.
The motion on the floor was a motion to table consideration. There was a motion to close debate on the motion to table. There was no objection to the motion to have a vote on the motion to table.
So in favor of, do I have the right to amend the minutes?
Yes.
If the motion to table fails, then you would have the right to amend the minutes. All in favor of the motion to table? C2, opposed? 5, 6, 7. Okay, so the motion to table fails.
More than 7.
Okay.
You want an extension? I just want to say, but it's majority. Why don't you do a voice vote?
All right. The motion clearly fails. Do we really need to take it?
No.
And count it up. Okay, so we're moving back to consideration of those minutes. Is there a motion to amend? Or?
Yes.
Wherever the, in
can
those minutes, it says that I was given notice.
Microphone.
Wherever in those minutes it says that I was given notice to strike that. Because no notice was ever given.
This is on page 2 of the draft minutes. Responding to a query from Brooks, the vice chair reported on how Condon was informed of this proceeding.
Is that the offending passage, sir?
Motion to strike. It didn't happen. It's a falsehood.
Okay, Mr. Barry.
Microphone, please. The secretary just quoted the minutes that reflect a statement by the vice chair. That's all that it did. So it is a truism. If you're calling into question the truth of her statement, that's another issue altogether. But she did say that, and it's in the minutes, so it's in.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Well, or rather than point of order, the idea behind...
Sorry.
Is the microphone on?
The microphones are on, but there was a point of order. If yours is not a point of order, then the point of order takes precedence. So,
that was a point of order. I have called it off as a point of order.
I'm sorry,
I didn't mention it as a point of order.
I thought you said instead of a point of order.
Are you calling on which person are you calling on?
Who are you calling on? I had intended to do a point of order.
Okay, Mr. Kirchner. I was going to say that the intention of the approval of the minutes is to correct any error in them. So if there is an error, that the nature of that error needs to be addressed.
There is no error.
Point of order.
It says in the minutes, responding to a query from Brooks, the vice chair reported on how Condon was informed of this proceeding, but it does not say the process. If he's saying he never received notice, then he's saying he never received notice.
Okay, so...
it is attempt to inform him.
Right. Can you speak to this?
Sure.
So, in reference to the statement that I made the statement. I sent it out to the entire LSC and CCDU, Mr. Condon, personally. Whether or not you receive that is totally dependent on you wanting to open your email or not. So
I deny the truth of what you said.
The
vice chair merely made a factual statement that she sent out notice. She didn't say that you received it, opened it, read it, and went to lunch that day. She didn't say anything of the kind. She said she sent the notice. She did. It's in the record. I say we move forward because we're going to beat this to death.
Okay. Excuse me. It seems to me that the issue is fairly moot since the effort resulted in no outcome. I think if the member wants to make a motion to amend the minutes to say that he did not receive notice, he can do so.
Otherwise, the wording. Can I attempt it?
That is my motion to amend that I did.
Point of order.
Okay, that's not
right.
That's
point of order.
That's not
proper. That's right. Okay. The same process as for me, the secretary should immediately send to the accused by registered mail a letter notifying him or her of the date, hour, and place of the trial, containing an exact copy of the charges. This apparently was not done. So, therefore, again, this is not proper procedure for this kind of a witch hunt.
Okay, so, yeah, well...
Okay, so where
does
the word
was intended
in that...
I'm going to rule that we're not discussing the propriety of the meeting. We're only... the minutes are a record of what happened at the meeting, and
there's a motion to amend here. He wants to amend.
Okay, the motion to amend. What happens when you? We're not asking you. No question, will you?
The motion to amend is that, in light of a pattern and practice of failure to provide notice for disciplinary proceedings, that I did not receive notice.
Relevant. Okay, that's not that part of the minutes. The minutes are what occurred at the meeting. So the chair has been ruled that we're going to vote on...
Wait a second. I just made a motion to amend.
Yes, but as the chair, I'm ruling that that's not a proper motion to amend the minutes because you're referring to something that did not take place at the meeting in question. The minutes are a record of what happened at the meeting in question. So we're going to move to a vote on accepting the minutes. Objections to
the hand over here.
I have a hand before he called.
Yeah,
I have
a
hand before he called.
Yeah.
I have a question.
With all due respect, Mr. Chair, it seems that inherent in this matter is the minutes suggest that he was notified. The recipient of the notice says she was not notified. Now, you can't say that his effort to amend that is immaterial to this matter being discussed, even though it wasn't raised at the minute, I mean at the meeting. It is integral to that meeting and to the minutes of that meeting. This is why you amend.
Yes. Okay, so I ruled on it already. So,
but you ruled on it, but the rule is.
Okay, so.
Go to a vote.
Objections to calling the question on approval of the minute.
Challenge the ruling of the chair.
There was already a motion to close the discussion.
Challenge the ruling of the chair.
We moved on to calling the question. So, I'll consider that.
Going in the chair.
Yes, but something else had already interceded, which was a motion to call the question.
I'm challenging that ruling that you delayed. So that's the proper time to bring it up.
Too late.
Time to bring it up.
All right, but you didn't bring it up in a timely fashion, so we're moving on.
I only could bring it up after you ruled.
Call the vote.
The only time that it should be brought up is after you had ruled.
Yes.
And all I want to say is that you had suggested what Chris could do, that
call
he could simply
vote.
Say he didn't receive it. He added things to it, and I think it would be fairer if you just allowed him to, or allowed that note to be made.
Call the vote.
All right.
Excuse me. Call the vote, Chair.
Chris DeSoto. Please do not call out.
The chair was compelled by the body to move the business at hand. That is not challengeable.
All right, so in any case, we're moving on. There were objections to calling the question. I'll consider an objection to calling the question. All in favor of calling the question on approval of the minutes, raise your hand. All in favor of calling the question on approval of the minutes.
We have a roll call, please. Just on closing
statements. No.
Yes. Yes. Just ask for it.
Everybody take a roll, please, quickly. We're voting on calling the question on approval of the filibuster.
The 5:17 minute.
Okay. The 8:17, yes.
Chuck Anderson.
Steve.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Steve.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Persaud.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Luis Garcia.
Simon.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Simon también.
I'll come back to the chair. John Parker. Steve Pride.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Seguro que sí.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger. This is motion to close debate on the 5/17/2014 delegates.
No.
Lamont Yakey. No. The yeses are 13, the noes are 6, the abstentions are 1. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chairman?
No questions for call. All in favor of the minutes?
I object. I'd like a roll call. I object.
Call the roll, please. I'm objecting to the minutes.
I got to record. I got to record the vote. I go through. I'll read these. All right, so this is...
No one can hear you, Chris.
Okay, I can read that. All right, so this is the actual vote on the minutes?
Yes. This is the vote in favor of approving the minutes of May 17th.
Chuck Anderson.
Seguro que sí.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Please.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Persaud.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Luis Garcia.
Come
on. Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tej Graywall. Yes. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Chairman.
I can't hear you.
Steve.
Mike chair.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Lamont Yakey. No. The yeses are 12, the noes are 8, the abstentions are 0. Do you wish to vote, Mr. Chair?
No.
So that's 12-8-0.
Okay, the minutes are approved.
The